Jonah. Let me ask you a question. Wouldn't you just love for your troubles to dissipate and to go away if you're in some type of troubles in your life right now and wake up in the morning to a life refreshed, to a life that is absolutely a life of joy and tranquility? You say, well, now there's some troubles you're going to have in life, and that is true. There are going to be certain troubles that we have in life that are unavoidable, and you can't get around those troubles. But the truth of Scripture reveals that a lot of the troubles that come into our life, they're really our own doing. And there are certain steps that God gives you and me that can literally get us out of the troubles we face in life. If you'll turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, and the title of this morning's message is How to Remove Your Troubles. There was probably nobody in the Old Testament that faced some trouble like Jonah did. He found what it was like to go from one trouble to another trouble to another trouble and find himself in the bottom of the earth, in the belly of a great whale, finally devastated and not knowing really which way to turn, right or left. Listen as we read Scripture. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every one unto his own God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it on them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And what people are thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then when the men were exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then he said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought, was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. And then if you'll skip down to chapter 2, look in verse 1 and 2 and then verse 10. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. And then verse 10, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah up on the dry land. If there was ever a person that experienced trouble, it was Jonah. Jonah was one of those men that would not listen. He wouldn't listen to what God had to say to him. And so he found himself in one trouble after another, and then he found himself in the tremendous belly of a great whale. And I'm sure that probably while he was there, he probably started thinking how he got into all this trouble. Here he is, he's in a mess, he's in the belly of a whale, and here he is, he's just devastated by everything that's going on, and he's gone from one trouble to another. Well, that may very well be where you are in your life. You're in one trouble, you're in another trouble, and you just can't seem to get out of trouble. You find that you're in one trouble, and then that one leaves, and you're in another trouble. Now, there are some troubles that come into our life that are our own, that are not our own doing, and maybe it's because you're walking righteous and you're being obedient to God, and some people have brought trouble into your life because of your holiness and your righteousness. But there are many troubles that we get into that are not the doing of God. They're not the doing of righteous living. They're really the doing of ourselves. And really, you look at the entire world around us, you see people that are in trouble after trouble, and they're there, and they don't have a single clue how to get out. This morning, I want to share with you how to remove and to be removed from the troubles of life, because it is not the will of God that you live perpetually in trouble. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Are there going to be troubles in life? Yes. Are troubles going to come from time to time? Yes. But Jesus knows that when we walk with Him and we follow Him and we do what He says, there is a life of peace, tranquility, and absolute joy. So I want us to look at this passage of Scripture. And first of all, we need to face some sobering truths about many of the troubles. And one of the truths we have to face about trouble is simply this. If you look at this passage of Scripture, one of the things, we just don't want to face trouble. If you look at people in the world today, and say people who are bankrupt, who are financially at the edge of themselves, and they don't have enough money to take care of their bills, one of the things that we as human beings don't want to do, we don't want to admit to the God that created us about some of the troubles we're in. So one trouble becomes two, becomes five, becomes 10, becomes 15, becomes 20. And in the life of Jonah, he found that out. He chose to live in denial of his actions, and in denial, he was running from God. He was running from the principles of God, from the principles of the Word of God, and he found himself in a ship, in a belly of a great whale, and no doubt as he was there, he started evaluating some of the troubles he came to in his own life. And you see, if you and I are going to be honest with ourselves, we need to ask ourselves this soul-searching question: am I in trouble as a form of running from God? You see, we don't want to admit it to ourselves, but there are all sorts of forms that take on running from God in our day and time, just as Jonah found himself in trouble because he was running from God. You know, the truth about it is, you know, God has the right to expect your obedience and my obedience. He has the right to ask of you whatever He wants to ask of you and to expect absolute, unvarnished obedience. And you see, in the life of Jonah, that was the case. But he didn't want to obey God. And so, you know, just a few questions that you need to ask yourself. Does God have a right to my life? And the answer is yes. Does God have a right to do with my life whatever He wants to do with my life? And the answer is yes. God gave Jonah a message to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't want to take that message. But that still did not prevent him from facing the troubles in his own life. And you see, that may very well be where you are in your life. In the life of Jonah, here's what happened. His troubles were a byproduct of running from God. Are you in some way, some form, some fashion this morning running from God in some area in your life? Let me just give you two or three, four quick areas that we run away from God. One way we run away from God, God's calling us to an area, a ministry, a vocation, and we run away from Him and we want to go into something else and we're not wanting to do what God tells us to do. That's running away from God, and you'll find yourself in trouble. You know, God's called you to forgive somebody that has really hurt you over a period of maybe weeks and months and years, and you're not going to forgive them. You know you ought to forgive them. You know you should forgive them. If you're going to walk right with God and be right with Him and to be right with your Lord, but you're not going to forgive because you say, you just don't understand what I've gone through and what they put me through. That's another form of running from God. You see, we can do all sorts of things. And maybe God's called you to repent, something that happened in your past, some past deeds in your life. And you say, Pastor, if you knew what I did in my life, there'd be no way. Listen. Is God all-knowing? Yes. Does He know everything you've done? Absolutely yes. And you see, sometimes we cop out because, listen to me real carefully, we don't want to face our troubles. Folks, listen and look at the world around us and you get a clue. Why are people going bankrupt financially? Why are they losing their homes? Why are so many things happening? Because one of the things that we don't like to face is, why am I in trouble? You see, some things can happen because businesses collapse and businesses go down. But one thing we don't want to do, we don't want to take inventory of ourselves. And Jonah found that life was absolutely miserable. He found himself in one trouble after another, all because he decided that he didn't want to evaluate his heart, his life, seriously and carefully. I've been in this for a while now, and I can tell you this, this is the person that always is in trouble, bar none. Names may be changed, but the scenario is always the same. They have somebody in their life that tries to get their attention. They may even go to church, and they don't listen. And somebody tries to give them some good counsel and said, you know what? Do you realize you're in? No, I'm not in trouble. You know, if things are going to change for me. And they will not own up to what's going on in their life. Listen, one of the things that Jonah had to face in his life was the fact that I am in this trouble because of me. So if we're going to get out of trouble, I want you to follow along with me. How in the world are we going to get out of trouble? If you're in trouble this morning in some way, maybe you're in trouble financially, maybe you're in trouble with relationships, I can tell you this. These principles work, they're timeless, they're eternal, and they always work to whatever person chooses, desires to put them to the acid test. So how in the world can I find freedom from the troubles in life? Follow along in your outline, and it may very well be the Holy Spirit causes you to underline one or two things or more than that as we walk through these principles. First and foremost, if there's going to be deliverance from the troubles in life, listen to God through your trouble. It was not an accident that Jonah was in the whale. It was not an accident that Jonah was in the fish. It was not an accident that Jonah was thrown overboard. But here is one thing that he finally came to in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He said, from the belly of hell, I lifted my voice to God. You know what he's saying? When I got in my dire situation and I didn't know what to do, I finally listen to the God who created me. Now, you know, you can do a lot of soul searching while you're in a whale. While you're looking at his tonsils and looking all around and seeing what else is in there, I guarantee you there's a lot of soul searching. Listen, if God needs to, he will, if necessary, let you and me go to the bottom if it causes us to gain our undivided attention, and he gets our undivided attention equivocally. Here is Jonah, and you see he's in the belly of the whale. I doubt seriously, as long as he was in that ship and on his way, sleep, he wasn't taking inventory. Let me tell you why your troubles are there. If you'll listen to God, your troubles are there for the design of listening to God in the middle of them. You say, I just want to get my troubles away. I just want to get them out of my life. Pastor, pray with me so they'll get them out. Why? What is God saying to you in the middle of your trouble? Not after the trouble, not before the trouble. What is God saying to you in the midst of your trouble? Let me tell you what Jonah found out. Jonah found out how really rebellious he was toward the Lord God. Now, I want you to hear me very carefully. I love you, I'm your pastor, and I'm required under the Lord God to tell you the absolute truth. Amen? One of the things why some people are in trouble is simply because they have never faced the unvarnished truth of their rebellion before holy God. And they go from trouble to trouble to trouble to trouble. And when you finally come to the point of admitting your rebellion before God, you're on the way to freedom. You're on the way of getting out of your dungeon, of your darkness. If you won't listen to God, his principles, God will let you go into some trouble and some avenues in life you never dreamed. I'm sure Jonah was born and he thought, you know what, someday I hope there's a book in the Bible named after me, and I hope I get swallowed by a whale someday. I can't comprehend what that's like. I cannot comprehend what it would be like to be swallowed by a whale. But you know what? And I want to say this slowly and I want to say it carefully. If God needs to be, he'll be ruthless with us for our best. You say, but why? Does Jesus desire your freedom more than anything in the world? Yes. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, in the NIV, it says, for freedom's sake, Christ set us free. You can enjoy any degree of life as long as there's a rebellious attitude. And what Jonah found out in his own life, you know, he wasn't listening to God. And he had to come to the unvarnished reality that, you know, God put me in this trouble because he wants to say something to me. He wants to say something to me about my rebellion. He wants to say something to me about my rejection of his word. See, there, you look at the world around us. Why are people in debt, head over heels? Rejection to the principles of Scripture? Would that be close? Sure it would. I mean, you know, we live in an expensive world. But if a person obeys the principles of Scripture, there are some things wonderful that happen in their life. And what Jonah found out was he wasn't listening to God through his troubles. And one of the things that happens, it's not easy, it's not enjoyable. But I was talking to somebody this week, and they was in another state, and they said, Pastor, and, you know, they was in a situation. They said, you know what, God has done something into and for my life, and he was talking from the depth of his troubles that he was going through. Why? Because he was willing to listen. Why am I in trouble? Why, maybe you're in financial trouble. Why do you keep getting phone calls and they're debtors, they're creditors? Why do you keep getting calls? You're afraid to answer your phone? Would you be honest with yourself? Would you be honestly honest with yourself one time and say, here's why I'm in trouble. I am out of control. You know what? That's one of the greatest steps any person makes is owning up to where they are. And you see, that's what Jonah had to face. He had to listen to God through his trouble. Second of all, allow trouble to reveal sobering truth. You know, when you're in a well, you're thinking, why? Why am I here? Why am I in this well? God never designed you to live in trouble. Now, I want you to listen to me real carefully. We live in such a world of perpetual trouble. We have come to think that that's the norm of life and living. God did not create you to live in trouble. He created you to have and to enjoy and to live the abundant life. He said, I came that you could have abundant life, that you could life and have it more abundantly. And he's not just talking about in heaven, but that you could enjoy a little bit of heaven on earth. And you see, Joseph found himself in trouble. And when he was willing to face his rebellion, that was a big step. When he was willing to get on his knees and when he was willing to get, I don't know where, listen, he wasn't on a bench. I don't know what part of the well he kneeled on. I don't know if it was his tongue or where, what it was. But listen, he kneeled before God. He finally got the clue. God is serious about obedience. And when you learn to listen to God, whenever it comes to serious obedience, when you learn, it's amazing how trouble dissipates. You put a premium on obedience and your troubles will vanish away. You put a premium on obedience to the living God and troubles will vanish away. Am I saying that life's going to be always free and easy of trouble? No, I didn't say that. But it's amazing all the troubles that vanish away. Why? Because you don't put yourself there. You're not running from God. You're not running from what he's telling you to do. You're not resisting God. And you see, in the life of Jonah, he faced his rebellion. Let me ask you a question. Are you rebellious? You say, no, Pastor, I'm not rebellious. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. I'm not going to. Do you have any attitudes in your heart that reveal rebellion? You say, what do you mean? God tells you to do something and you don't want to do it. God gives you a directive and you don't want to do it. You know why there's a lot of financial turmoil in our land, even among believers? Now, God has the right to command obedience, amen? Does God have a right to command me to tithe? Absolutely. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. Everything in this earth belongs to God. And he has a right. And you see, some people are in trouble because they're running from God in their finances. They've never tithed. They've never tithed a cent. They've given a few dollars here and there in the collection plate. And God's given them a clue. I'll never forget a day a friend of mine came and we was talking. He was chatting at my porch. And he said, Benny, I'm quite up against it financially. And he was telling me he had car trouble. And he said, you know what? My car trouble cost me exactly what my tithe cost. You see, sometimes we can get ourselves in trouble, and it's not because just attitudes. Well, not only second, allow God to reveal sobering truth. But look at number 3 under number 2. pray with the spirit of repentance in the midst of your trouble. Now, what do you mean, Pastor, praying with the spirit of repentance? Repentance means I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of being in trouble, and I want to walk right with God. You know, it's amazing how many people want out of their trouble, but they don't want to walk right with God. If you want out of your trouble, but you don't want to walk right with God, you're in for more trouble. But you see, a person who desires to walk right with God, say, Lord, I know I'm here. I got me here. I'm to blame. Nobody, my wife's not to blame. My children aren't to blame. I'm to blame. Or maybe you're not married. And you say, I know why I'm here. Listen, Jonah found that when he came to God in that whale and he prayed with a genuine, authentic spirit of repentance, his circumstances changed. Because one of the things happened that needed to happen, God allowed the trouble for his purpose to get his attention. And you see in the life of Jonah, you know, as long as he was resistant, as long as he wouldn't listen, he just kept staying in trouble and staying in trouble and staying in trouble. And he told the mariners, he said, I'm the one. I'm really the blame. If you throw me into the sea, your boat will be calm again. How would you like for a little tornado to be over you wherever you go? I mean, there's a little trouble everywhere you go. People would dodge you. Why? Because wherever you go, you bring trouble. In the life of Jonah, that's exactly his personality. He ran from God. Listen, we can say what we want, but God has the right to expect your obedience and my obedience. There is absolutely nothing we can say under God's heaven that ever gives us a cop-out. Well, Lord, you just don't understand. Let me tell you about Darrell. You don't know him. You've never met him. You will someday. He'll be with the Lord. You say, by the way, when you see him, said, I've heard a lot about you on earth. But anyway, Darrell was a precious man. After I forgave him, I'm sure he was precious beforehand, but he was a miserable man. He was miserable. He had family trouble. And the more that I found out about Darrell, the more I realized one of the reasons he was in trouble was because he put himself in trouble years ago. Years ago, Darrell had been called to preach the gospel, and he had run from God. By the time I met him, he was probably 55 years of age, maybe a little older, and he'd still been running from God. He never surrendered to preach. He never preached a message, as far as I know. He was, you know, Sunday school teacher and, you know, deacon in the first church I pastored, but he never surrendered to preach because somebody gave him some bad advice along the way. And I look back at his life, and there was trouble all around his camp. His two sons ended up divorcing. His children, and it was really one trouble after another. And I look back over his life, and as I look at his life, one of the things that precipitated it was the fact that he put himself in trouble by running from God. Will God finally forget that you've ran from him? Never. You see, you say, well, Pastor, God called me to something 25, 30 years ago. Examine your life, what's been happening. And you see, that was exactly the case in Jonah. Don't know how long this had taken place, but his life was one trouble after another. He was in the ship, and as he was in the ship and then shipwrecked and or thrown overboard, and then a whale, you know, just went from bad to worse. In your life, what will it take to get your attention? It's amazing how some people's attention are gained. Never will forget a lady I visited her in the hospital, and just as soon as I walked in the door, I didn't ask her a question. She said, Benny, I know why I'm here. What had happened to her is so mysterious and unique. She walked out the back door, and as she walked out the back door, a bush hog threw a rock through her leg. And she never dreamed that she'd, and it really did a number on her leg, through a rock. I mean, some distance away, and went right through her leg. She said, I know why I'm here. And she talked about her attitude and her life and look at her family. And you see, the thing about it is, God don't want a person to be in trouble. You know, listen, there's enough difficulty in life. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, he said, you know, each day has enough trouble of its own. But when I position my life for trouble, it's one after another after another. Finally, Jonah came to a point of genuine, authentic repentance, and he got on his knees before God in the midst of his troubling situation. Here's what he did. He got on his knees, and he said, I cried to God. Listen, nobody didn't make him. God finally had his attention. He got on his knees. He cried to God in the middle of his trouble, and he said, he heard me. God's not waiting for you to figure out how you can get out of trouble. If you will cry to God in the middle of your trouble, he'll hear you. He'll answer. You see, a person who's in relationship trouble, if they cry to God, say, Lord God, I'm in trouble. It's my fault. If a husband and wife are in relationship trouble and each one assumes their responsibility in their trouble, they'll be renewed. If you're in financial trouble and you honestly are open with God and you repent of certain attitudes and conduct, God will hear you and God will open doors and opportunities. You see, Jonah found out that there was no trouble so deep, so dark, so black, but what God has a wonderful way of deliverance. He repented. He said, in the belly, I cried to God. And I want you to listen to me real carefully. When you genuinely repent, God moves heaven and earth to bring about your freedom. You say, how do you know that? Well, look at verse 10 in chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. You say, that's a horrible picture. If I was Jonah, that'd be the most beautiful scene in my life. Behind the mouth of a whale, or you're released into the world that God created, whatever it takes. And Jonah found out that when he was serious with God, God was serious with him. You see, troubles are not designed to be the normality of our life. Now, yes, we live in a sinful world, but, you know, it's amazing what happens when you choose to walk with God. And in the life of Jonah, he saw as God delivered him. You see, if you're going to be delivered from trouble, you watch God deliver you. You say, Pastor, I put myself in financial trouble. I've got credit card after credit card after credit card. Do you assume ownership of your situation? Or I'm in a bad relationship in my marriage. What have you done to make that a bad relationship? When you get on your knees before a holy God, God has a way of coming to your rescue in ways that you never comprehended or thought about. You see, Jonah didn't know what God was going to do. He had no clue. Jonah probably thought, I'm going to die in this place. There's no escape. When you're in a whale, there's no exit doors. But as Jonah prayed, the God who created him heard him and released him. Now, I don't know about you. Life's hard enough anyway. The world throws a lot of stuff. But when you make it your business to walk with God, he has a way of opening doors, and opening doors. And then, lastly, follow his directives for continued peace. You say, well, if I repent, there have been some people I've watched, they've repented, turned to God, and then they turned back away from God again and got in more trouble. In the life of Jonah, in some ways, his repentance may have been short-lived, and then he got in some other trouble again. But you see, listen to this one passage of Scripture. Thou, talking about God, God will keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. You see, here's the thing about it. If God created you, he didn't create you to live in trouble. He created you to live a life of freedom. If your troubles are your doing, then own up to it. You say, do I have to do it here? No. But a wise person owns up to it, and realizes, Lord, this is going to continue the way it is. You know why some people are just going to be in continual trouble? They're never going to get out. It's not because they can't. Because they just won't. They won't turn to God. You know, the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. But when there is one person who takes God at His word, He brings freedom, He brings deliverance, all because He's a God who frees us from trouble. Think about this for just a moment. If you're a child of God and invited Jesus Christ to come into your life, did not He deliver you from the most troubling, horrendous location in all the universe through a simple childlike prayer when you invited Jesus Christ to come into your life? Amen? If you died without Jesus, you was going to end up the most troubling place in all the universe. But because you got on your knees or you got someplace in the church, He brought you out of hell and He placed your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friend, if you're a child of God, He'll do the same thing if you'll repent about what you're in. Heavenly Father, thank You so much.